Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. This morning we learned many of your moms have embarrassed you, including my own.
Chonk.
Hey.
You're adorable.
I told you that in confidence. Also, we're sick and tired of all this slang. No cap. Bust it.
You're a simp.
What? Bruh.
Just yeet right out of here.
Yeet it. All right. Well, here it is. That and so much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. No cap. Podcast. All cap? No cap. The Morning Mix podcast. Okay. Bye. Yeet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Halloween's a-coming. Before you know it, right? Forget about Easter and,
yes.
And Mother's Day.
Fourth of July.
No,
yeah,
time for it.
No.
Sorry. See you later, Labor Day. Oh, yep. Watch out. That's right. Halloween right around the corner. That's according to the fine folks at Home Depot who say, yep, we've already announced it. We have a 12-foot skeleton with LCD eyes, a skeleton dog, a big Frankenstein, a headless horseman, and a murderous maple tree. All available now. Are you already going to go buy it? Hi, Mandy. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. Now, Mandy, you have been waiting for this announcement. You saw it, and you're very excited?
Yeah. No, honestly, there are Facebook groups dedicated to the skeleton. He's been out for quite a few years now, and, like, literally people put something out that says Code Orange, and that's when you go to Home Depot's site and buy it.
Wow.
Really? That's what happens to me after Wendy's chili, a Code Orange, I'll tell you that. So, Mandy, you're going to get this giant skeleton. Like, have you pre-ordered it? Can you pre-order it?
I don't think we could pre-order it yet, but I think April, there's going to be like a big, like a Code Orange, basically, where they put out in April, and I think again in July. Like, it's a big thing.
Wow.
I actually had one a few years ago, but I didn't have anywhere to store it, so I ended up selling it, but I'm kind of regretting that, so.
I wondered if this was a thing. If you don't have anywhere to keep it, you sell it and then buy another one the next year and just keep rotating them out. Do you have anywhere to store the one you're going to buy now?
We'll figure it out.
I mean, a legit question. Like, so we've seen it erected. We've seen it when it's up there. But, like, how big is the box? I mean, is it really, is it, like, the size of a car? Like, what is it coming?
So I couldn't fit it into – I have a Ford Escape. I couldn't fit the box in the back.
Really?
I had to literally take the whole skeleton out and just kind of leave it in the back of my car.
It's because you can't escape the horrors, Mandy. Sorry. That's crazy. So you just had skeleton bones strewn about your Ford Escape trying to get home.
So you need
I took a picture and it was like, hey, my husband. I was like, hey, Pat, I'm coming home. You're going to need to help me here.
Now, let me ask you, because I'm very curious. Have you seen and are you interested in the murderous maple tree?
I have seen it, but, you know, it's going to – I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. That's
okay.
A lot.
All right. The murderous maple tree. Okay. Thank you so much, Mandy. So Mandy's out of shopping, and she's going to be getting this stuff. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, you're buying this sort of stuff already?
Yes. So we're prepping. I'm part of a group called Chicago Haunt Builders.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We prep all year long for Halloween.
That's crazy. So you have all this stuff on your list, and you guys are going to go out. Now, how many of these would you buy? Because if you're going around, do you go to the house and you tell them what you want to do, and then you guys go get it, or do you bring all the stuff you already have?
No, I mean, we go around, and each individual is buying different things. I'm interested in the Headless Horseman. I didn't know about that, so you guys told me about it this morning.
That's right. Yeah, no, we're here to break the news to you. So they're saying it's a Headless Horseman. I don't know how big the Headless Horseman is, though, but I got to think it's not just like, you know, a little tiny, like, 6-inch thing. It's got to be pretty beefy, we're hoping.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's full size. They've had full size horses in the past. I'm pumped for it.
Pumped.
Okay, get ready for the code orange we just found.
The code orange is happening. Yeah. Code orange. It's pretty crazy.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix podcast.
When I was a kid, my mom called me Chunk. That was my nickname. Chunk. All the time.
From Goonies. From Goonies. Sloth loves Chunk.
Sloth loves Chunk. Yeah. And then I looked kind of chunkish. I was chunky. I shopped in the Husky section. I like to eat. What can I say?
Yeah.
Metabolism caught up. Somewhere around like 13 to 14, I just grew like 6 inches, but didn't change in weight. I just stretched out like Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
But Chunk stuck. My mom called me Chunk. So we'd be at basketball games. I'd be playing in the games, and my mom would be screaming, like, let's go, Chunk! Don't foul my Chunk! Make the free throw, Chunk! Just nonstop. And not really knowing a lot about basketball either. Just screaming out, Chunk.
Yeah.
And was she the only one calling you Chunk?
100%.
Or your friends called
you
Chunk?
No. It was a mom to son only nickname.
Okay.
It did not carry over anywhere else. Okay. They just called me Petlag. That's it. Okay. So then they'd be like, Petlag, what's with this whole Chunk thing? And thankfully, bless my friends, none of them decided to hold on to it and call me Chunk all the time. Yeah. They let it slide.
Yeah.
Friends.
312-233-1019. How did your mom embarrass you? Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Amy?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, your mom embarrassed your brother?
Yeah. So my brother was a third baseman in high school, and he took a grounder to the cup.
Hey.
And he called him Clunk the rest of high school.
So could you imagine if he and I had been on the same team? If he had played third base and I was at shortstop, it would have been the Chunk and Clunk connection. I mean, how nice would that have been in a hot corner?
If only.
Come on.
That's why it was so good.
So she called him Clunk, and like loudly would she shout out, like, get a hit, Clunk!
Yo, she did. Well, first of all, she just yelled, did you hear that Clunk? And then it just stunk. It was there forever.
Oh, man. Right in the old testicle.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah, did you see
hear
my kid?
How hard?
You know how hard my kid took that grounder to the balls? Holy
oh
clunk.
My.
Oh, my goodness.
Good thing he was wearing it.
Yeah, thank goodness for the cup, man. Hi, Jess. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Now, Jess, this is great because we were just talking about taking our kids here because my parents gave us an annual pass to Botanic Gardens for Christmas, but your mom had a little too much fun at Botanical Gardens. Do I have that right?
Yeah. So I was 15. We were just leaving, and there's these like little lily pad ponds near the entrance. And she wanted to. There's little water trickling down steps that go into the pads. Mm-hmm. And she decided to stick her toe in to just see how deep those were. And I guess they were slimy. She lost her balance and fell in, and was up to her neck in the lily pads. And this is, I'm 15. This is the first time I ever really swore in front of my mother. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, get the F out, get the F out.
Oh my God.
And she's there going, watch your mouth. And
so she's still reprimanding you, waiting in this Botanic Garden sloppy pool. Oh, yeah. I love this.
It was like Memorial Day weekend. Everybody was there. It was awful.
Okay, Jess, stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Okay, so Jess's mom is like, I just want to feel the slime on my toes. And then just takes a dive right into the little pond out there at Botanic Gardens. Now watch your mouth! What? I'll beat your ass when I get out of this pond. What? Hi, Tina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
You know what? We're okay. I cannot imagine this, but Merry Christmas. You got a very special gift for a young woman. What happened at Christmas, Tina?
Oh, it's wonderful. Aunt Flo came on Christmas Eve when I was 11 years old.
Oh.
And I grew up in an Italian family, so when we went to my aunt's house, everybody was there. So, you know, the next day was Christmas Day, and my mom proceeded to tell everybody, all the women, and I'm sure some of the men heard too, that how her first little daughter was a little woman and how she got, you know... I stayed in the bathroom for hours crying. It was horrible.
How embarrassing. Thankfully, with family in a weird way, like, you know what I mean? I think if you were, like, at a school present or something like that, or...
No, but your life
horrible,
already
though.
Just
yeah.
changed forever yeah. from yes. that moment forward. Yeah. So as a female, you're like, oh, my God. And then everybody knows before
imagine.
You can even process it.
Ugh.
Absolutely. So not when my kids finally got theirs, I did not tell anybody.
That's right.
I knew better.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
Now that you're on the radio, everybody knows.
Give us the dates and the time. All of it. Let's go.
Yeah, they go to this school. Yeah. They're on their way to this class.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We're celebrating with the old Sloppy Joe. It's National Sloppy Joe Day. Sloppy Joe, of course, a staple of any middle school cafeteria lunch. They're phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I guess in most cases it's ground beef. I think you can simply squirt ketchup and barbecue sauce in and just mix it up. We always did Manwich. We get the can of Manwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
You're real bougie. You can add a slice of American cheese. Ooh. I mean, that's if you want to go.
On a brioche bun. Yeah. Hang on a second. The old Sloppy Joe.
Two hands.
Oh, yeah. And then you have to have a fork and knife and a napkin nearby.
For all the left, the stuff that ends up on the plate.
That's the best part of it.
Yes, exactly.
It's National Sloppy Joe Day, which has us thinking, what was the best day in school lunch? You're there and you're psyched. Hi, Katie. Good morning. Oh. Hi, Katie. Are you there now?
Hi, yes. Good
Hi,
morning.
Good morning. Wow, what a combo. I'm not familiar with this, but this is your go-to school lunch combo. What is it, Katie?
So in my high school, we had a freshman campus, and all of the girls would get bagels with nacho cheese. And it sounds disgusting, but it was so good.
I think it sounds pretty good.
I believe it sounds great. Yeah, it's not too far from the pretzel and the nacho cheese.
Yeah.
So this was like a fad that someone had started, and that's all you all ever ate?
Yes, that's all we ate every single day was bagels and nacho cheese.
Bagels and nacho cheese. Okay, so bagels and nacho cheese. There was a girl in my high school that used to eat bagels and ketchup.
Oh.
Which that one's a little, huh? Mm-mm. But bagel and nacho cheese, that sounds fantastic.
I know the world's not a fan of carbs or whatever,
yeah, but
I feel like bagels need to come back as a cool food.
Yeah,
they were an actual cool food.
Yeah, they like need their
a couple
moment.
Decades ago, yeah. Come
Katie,
back.
Can I ask you, was it just plain bagels or would you get like a flavored bagel of some sort?
Nope, just the plain bagel.
Yeah, okay. Because I think I would draw the line at the blueberry bagel and the nacho cheese. I feel like that would
be
a mistake.
Oh, yeah, that's too far.
That's too much, right?
Okay, so we've got bagels with nacho cheese. Hey, Kira, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, but not as good as this. This was your favorite school lunch day. What was it?
In elementary school, when we finally did get a hot lunch program, they would have pigs in a blanket, which was a link sausage wrapped in a pancake.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Now, I'll tell you what, Kira. My daughter, who's 4, believes that she invented this, but I also know it's on the menu at Whip's Dunkin'. Have you had it off the Dunkin' menu to just remind yourself of childhood?
No, I don't know. I'm in Delaware, so I don't know if they have it at the Dunkin's here. I haven't seen it. I'm going to have to seek that out.
You got it. You're near the birthplace of the Dunkin'. You're right out there on the East Coast.
That's true.
You got to go get that. Otherwise, I mean, make it at home. It's easy, but yes. What a dream. And then would it come with the maple syrup that you would dunk it in?
Oh, for sure.
Man, I love this.
Nice. You had to have it. It didn't complete it if you didn't have the syrup.
Right. This is a backfire of a segment because I'm really hungry now.
I know. Yeah. I want hot lunch at work.
Yeah, we should have hot lunch at work.
Make sure you say hello to everybody in Delaware for us.
Yeah. Let them know.
It can be done. There's like 18 people that live there, and we've talked to one of them.
And 1/18 of them are on the free mix app right now.
That's what I'm
saying. Which is pretty sweet, right?
Exactly.
Hi, Vanessa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, another breakfast item, but what was the go-to hot lunch item, your favorite day?
It was at a school that I taught at. We had a mom that would come in and make lunches for us because we were a smaller school. And she would make a baked French toast, but like she would bake it in like a brown sugar and like butter layer so it would like caramelize on the one side. Mm. It was freaking delicious.
Oh my goodness. And the mom would just come in and cook it for you guys?
She made lunch for everybody. Yep, she'd make big pans of it, and that's all right. You know, she'd scoop the slices, you know, off the pan. You'd see, like, you know, the caramely sauce dripping off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 10 years since I've been there, and I still dream about that.
It's
only 10 years.
Tell.
Maybe we could have her come here and make it for us. The mom's, she's probably around. All right, so it's a baked French toast with brown sugar all over it. Come on.
Yeah.
Hi, Julie. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. So I love this Catholic school talk.
Oh, yeah, we love it, right? Now, what were you praying for at hot lunch?
My husband and I went to St. Monica on the northwest side, and our group of moms used to bring in Sicilian bakery pizza, the big squares of homemade
Italian
pizza.
Oh, yeah, the grandma pizza. Oh, yeah.
That's it. And then Father Bianchi used to treat the whole school to little ice cream cups with the wooden spoon, with that little wooden stick.
Come on, he was the best.
Wasn't he?
Amen. Yeah, the wooden stick ice cream. Remember the wooden stick?
I mean, you tasted the stick more than the ice cream, but as a kid, you didn't care.
There's always a chance you could get a sliver off that wooden stick. Just on your tongue, like your biggest fear. I was like, oh, I don't think. Okay.
Eat slow.
The chance you take.
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. I remember we had some of these days. What day did you look forward to most when it came to hot lunch?
We had McDonald's Day. It was awesome.
What?
Oh, man.
We had a few of these.
They would do it probably maybe twice a year, maybe.
Yes, and remember, you'd get like a little slip that you'd have to bring home, and you'd circle what you wanted, and mom and dad would have to slide and put the money in the envelope and bring it back. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was pretty awesome, McDonald's Day. Wow. But for us, it was like you could get either a cheeseburger, a hamburger, or nuggets, and then like a fry. There wasn't Happy Meals or anything like that. And it would happen once in a blue moon. We did Taco Bell Day once. We all brought in Taco Bell. Yeah, yeah.
For real.
Worst gym class I've ever been to in my entire life. Worst.
Whole locker room.
Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, this is terrifying to know, but it is National Sloppy Joe Day. We are celebrating all of the people that are making all of the lunches for all of the kids. And you know some inside scoop.
Yes. When I was in eighth grade, this is back in the early 80s, one of our field trips was to where they made the hot lunches for the hot lunch program.
And it was cool and sanitary and great.
It was lovely.
No one ate them after that.
This was in 1980 what?
This was 82, 83.
Okay. So I'd love to hope that we've made steps forward since then. Fingers crossed.
We saw the food that they were making that day like 2 weeks later.
No.
Yeah, well, you know what? You have an immune system.
You're here to tell a story, aren't you? You're totally fine.
You're here.
You're made of steel now.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Soundcheck. This is Nikki's soundcheck on The Morning Mix.
So let's start off with Justin Timberlake. You know all about him. He had this big release last Friday. Everything I Thought It Was. No Angels trending. Paradise trending. He also, by the way, little PSA as a mom here. A lot of swears in that record. A
lot of swears on that record. I found out this weekend as well.
Yeah, he's tough. You know, he's out of
nowhere.
He's bringing sweary back.
He's bringing the F word back. You are absolutely right.
Mostly used in how to get with his gal every time. It's not just like, oh, F that. It's I'm F-ing you.
We're all in the car, and I'm like, let's listen to the new Timberlake. And at one point, my son's like, whoa, was he? I'm like, no, this is we're hot. We're heated.
Let's get back to the excavator song in my car.
But he kept it tame behind the tiny desk. Yeah. So at least he kept it clean there. He was just on Tiny Desk performing. He went back and did some Senorita. Rock Your Body, some sexy back he did until the end of time, and then what goes around comes around, so listen for that. And then now we're going to get into the like gossipy part of Soundcheck. Okay, so you might have seen the headline. It's kind of crazy, and you know, who knows totally if it's true, but sources are saying Bruno Mars has racked up $50 million in gambling debt at the MGM.
That's
a lot. $50 million.
So I looked up his net worth. It's $175 million. Net worth.
Yeah, so that's almost a third.
They're saying he makes $90 million a year off the deal he did with the casino. So remember, this is the same casino he's performing at.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the whole thing is kind of crazy. But then he has to pay back his debt. So they're saying he will only make $1.5 million per night after taxes. So,
Yowch.
Either way, I'm sure he's fine, you know what I mean, if this is true. But he's got more shows coming up in June and August. And who knows, if there is any legitimacy to this, then he'll probably have more and more shows because you just have to keep, you know, it's like playing for money, you know?
Right.
Like, you're food.
You're working off your debt.
Yeah. Reba McEntire. Now you love yourself some Reba.
I do.
Did you hear what she was supposedly said online about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, so they got some apparent beef, but also rumor mill.
Yeah, she's saying it's total rumor. A Facebook page titled America Loves Liberty is saying that Reba McEntire talked about how disappointed she was to look up while she was performing the national anthem. Remember, she did that during the Super Bowl. Only to see Taylor Swift laughing and drinking and made a mockery of the event. And she said, supposedly, I let her have it afterward. She's an entitled little brat.
Ooh.
So that was supposedly what Reba McEntire had to say about Taylor. Reba has come out and been like, no. Do not believe everything that you see in the internet. I did not say this. Taylor is a wonderful artist, strong role model, and has done so much good for so many people in the music industry.
Yeah, don't start beef between Reba and Taylor. Come on.
I mean, even if she said it, she doesn't want the world to know.
She said it under her breath.
Yeah. Just a little breath.
But that is pretty crazy to think, like, You know what I mean? Like, Taylor probably wasn't thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to throw me on camera during Reba's thing. Right. And if that did in fact happen, that's a crazy event.
But it's the national anthem, like, and you're Taylor Swift and there's cameras everywhere. You should shut up and look at it.
Do we have proof of it?
That's the thing. I don't know if there was actually proof of it. So that's the whole thing. Like, the whole scenario is so crazy.
You never know what to believe on the internet or not. You will never know. But I would say that sometimes you can kind of like make an educated guess. So if these people didn't have like an actual source who heard her say this or anything like that, and she's flat out saying, I did not say this. It's not like a non-apology apology. Right. Well, blah, blah, blah. It's I did not say this. So when it's like that, sometimes people did just make stuff up. I mean, we'll never know, but yeah.
We're talking about this Facebook page none of us have ever heard of before.
Right.
So
that's
kind of working.
No cap.
All right. And then another artist, pretty much known in the country world, but I would say almost folky. She's really crossed all the lines because you remember she was at Lollapalooza 2019.
So great. So good to see her.
Kacey Musgraves. Mm-hmm. And she has announced an All-State Arena show that's going to take place on September 12th. So look for that. So this is a song that's like, it's like an all the feels song. It's called The Architect. And depending on where you are in life, you're going to be like, oh, that's a sweet song. Or, oh, my God. It can go either way, you know. So
okay, here we go.
Just buckle up and go for the ride.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
And I have to talk about Kate Middleton and where she is. We can't ignore it. It's everywhere still. People are questioning where she is, and we have some development happening. So she was spotted at a farm with Prince William. Supposedly, looking healthy and happy.
As a horse, they say, because, you know, farm, it's like inappropriate. Oh my God.
Apparently, it was just a mile away from her house. She still hasn't publicly spoken out about all of this controversy or made any type of message.
Oh, I heard the farm was in Hamilton County, Indiana.
Well, it could be. That's what she was discovering, the foodie in her.
That's what she's telling.
You know she's happy then if she's in Hamilton County, Indiana. We don't have to worry about her at all.
Exactly. But before that news was released, a couple of days ago over the weekend, one of my favorite memes that is still trending to this day is the following. I know exactly where Kate is. She's falling in love with a small town baker, a bakery owner who has no idea that she's a princess, and he's going to help her rediscover the meaning of Christmas, coming to Netflix soon.
They say he's the foodie in her. That's what they say.
Thank you for that. Mm. So basically just playing off the whole idea of the rom-coms that I watch on Hallmark.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
Could be real.
It is fun. She's on a farm. Still my photograph. All of these theories, man. I'm
too
in.
Much, man.
You listed them Friday, and I can't stop thinking about
it. It's swirly. And there's so many more, too, just constantly coming out. Even other celebrities are jumping onto the bandwagon, being like, I'm going to look for Kate. Kim Kardashian posted that, and another artist, too.
Well, what's the consent? I guess there's no consent. See, I guess I'm of two minds. If she's sick and hiding because she's got some serious health problems, and I feel very, 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 very bad.
Right.
If it's just that she's not showing up because William's a jerk or whatever, then, okay, I can sort of see the scandal gossip part of it. But if it's about illness, I feel kind of very bad about it. You know what I mean?
Agreed,
yeah, I agree with that. I think since we haven't heard from her and only the palace, that's why people are kind of using these conspiracy theories, being like, they're covering something up, and why can't we like hear from Kate? But maybe you're right. Maybe Kate's just healing, and she doesn't want to talk, and she says she's going to be back after Easter. So that's kind of the date that we're waiting for. She said that she's returning back to work after Easter, before all the conspiracy theories started. So we'll see after Easter what happens.
Crazy.
Next up, many people partied all weekend long for St. Patrick's Day. You might be one of them. But there is some trending little audio from a guy. He made up a song. I guess not everybody needs alcohol to have fun.
I don't need the alcohol to have a good night. I'll just have a spray. I'll just have a spray.
Love it.
That will be stuck in your head all day long, and you'll be craving a Sprite. Last year, around this time, the online trend was called candy salad. Basically, you take a big bowl and you put all your favorite candies in there and you mix it all up. You can take it on road trips. You can watch movies with it. That's what we were doing. From there, now apparently we are obsessed with Swedish candy. Everyone's digging into this trend who's not a part of it, kind of being like, what's happening? Why is everyone selling out of Swedish candy? So, basically, the Swedish candy is considered to be better because it has real sugar instead of corn syrup, plant-based coloring, and it uses glucose instead of gelatin. And it's selling out everywhere online where it can be found, and everybody's loving it. They come in like paper bags instead of plastic, and there's just all these reasons, I guess, people like it. There's a couple different places you can get, but the most popular store right now is in New York, the Bon Bon store, and the lines are just bananas, like 3 blocks long, selling out of everything. They're having shipments overnight of like 1,000-pound packages.
Does Swedish fish count?
So Swedish fish do count, and apparently there's like a new version of them that is actually Swedish.
Oh my God. Swedish fishier.
Yeah, go to IKEA and do the kind of America version of
this. They're just fish.
Aha!
It's weird.
Thank you.
That's your Flash Briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago, and we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.